Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise God.
Amen.
And glory to God.
Amen.
This is a bit, did the Lord say anything with that? It's private. It's not private.
No, it's not private.
Not even, yes.
It's not private.
So, if you want to share what it's in.
So, in a dream, I was with my classmates from my school, and we were going to lunch on the movie. So, as we were waiting for the movie to start, two of my friends had gone to the kitchen to get their snacks, and as they were there, I realized that they were taking a long time. And so I kept asking, like, what's happening? Where are they? And someone said something like, they're with Jesus in the kitchen. So I said, okay, but as time went on, I kept getting impatient that they're taking too long, the movie's going to start. So as I'm sitting there, they come back, and a man comes in that I hadn't seen his face. So he comes in, and I ask, did you forget to bring the food? Did you forget to cook it? And he just turned around and smelled the food, but he didn't say anything. So he gives me that food to eat, and then he tells me that some people ask for things, but they're not ready to wait for them. But when you have the patience to wait for those things, you can eat it and enjoy that thing in peace. And then that's when I realized that God was
Jesus. Glory be to God. So we are going to miss that. Okay. So there are people who need to be king. Okay. And your parents should have already warned you. Okay. Yeah. So you just come and say the things. That's great, but the message is very important. Okay. What was the message?
Patience.
Huh? So yeah. What was the message? Yes, Carl lost a grandfather recently. That's amazing that he still did well at school. He went for it. Okay, so we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Elijah, thank you for testifying. Okay. Yeah, Elijah, I want to thank you. You have already thanked you. Okay. For me, these days are more interested in the Yama. Glory be to God. I'm more interested in what?
Yama.
Yama. Yeah. So you are, you can be interested in Yama. Yeah, you're more interested. Hallelujah. Yes, Yama. Glory be to God. And then those are the target of the devil. Okay? The devil is not so much on man. When Lydia has cursed. Okay? As much as he is on Arana's face. Glory be to God. It is the young people. Because if you get the young people, you're waiting everything. Because they're the ones who are going to be back to be influential, to be parents. Glory be to God. So yeah, the young people. Okay, Alana, Elizabeth. Best girl, Teddy, Classy. Hallelujah. Well, is it true that came sometime? Neither either. Which we have never shared in this church. And it was only about young people. Okay? It was how it is Joseph is so good. Who doesn't know Joseph is so good? Yeah? Joseph is so good, one who had it. Okay? And in that, we should share it one of these days. Okay? Mark, get it from your wife, and your wife. Have it, yes, and share it. But in the dream, anyway, we are filled a stadium, and it was young people now, family, busing, okay? Busing like from school, and we are coming to attend that event. Okay? Yeah, yes. And it was an reality event. Okay? The stadium, you can see. Okay? Yes, and yes, then yeah. And then there was something that was said that to me, the fact that this is your like any like your dispensation or whatever to impact this young share it today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So yeah, glory be to God. By the way, we're going to get young people to follow the Lord, and you know, it's not going to be by carnal means. Glory be to God. It's not going to be by what? Carnal means. Let him anyway. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Young people need the authentic. I don't know why people think that young people want fake stuff. And that's what will get them drawn into the Lord. Okay? That getting drawn by use of fake things is not genuine. No longer, with time, it shows the fruit. Okay? Yeah, it shows that what they were in when they were young was fake. Okay, just get young people in because we want them to keep in charge, we make them start dancing here. That's why they grew up and they're like, hey, look, guys, no problem. You understand? Because when they were in, people are just giving them a dance. Instead of giving them the authentic, genuine. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes, today we're going to talk about a simple subject, but very important. And it is, I entitled it, Flee the Love of Money. Flee the Love of what?
Of
money. Okay? Flee the Love of Money. Okay? Distance yourself from what the Bible calls the love of
money.
Money. Don't distance yourself from money, okay? But distance yourself from the love of money. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now that phrase, the love of money, and the definition of that phrase, and the consequences of the love of money are found in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10. Okay? The phrase is found there. The definition is also in that verse and the consequences of it, okay, are all in that one verse from the Bible. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10, which says that for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Okay? The love of money, the phrase is there, is the root of all kinds of evil. For which, the love of money, some have strayed from the faith. Okay? That's a consequence. Okay? Some have what? Strayed from the faith. They have basically walked away from Jesus. They have walked away from salvation. Okay? So, for the love of money, some are straight from the faith in their greediness. And there is the definition of the love of money. Greediness. Okay? Greediness. Okay? You know when you're greedy, they say for food. Okay? You can do anything to get the food. Even when you're full, you're satisfied. And even have more than is there, you're just looking at it. But greediness will cause you to go further to even steal what is not yours. Hallelujah. So, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness. Okay? And by the way, we all know that straying from the faith, okay, eventually, you end up in hell. Okay? Eternally separated from God while you are in hell. That's fine. Glory be to God. Okay? So, the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Okay? When someone is greedy for money, okay, their thoughts, their lives are obsessed by money. Okay? And by the way, the love of money is not only a thing for rich people or people who have it and they want more. Okay? Someone can be the poorest. The poorest in maybe Bukomansi. Bukomansi. I don't know why it is. Maybe in Sibi. Okay, so someone can be the poorest. Okay, but we have the love of what? Money. Okay, very many poor people are gripped by this one, the spirit, for the love of money. Okay, so it is not just a thing for people who are born to do the elite. Okay, but you can have nothing, but when you know it, you have the love of money. When you already, okay? That's why you find rich, who are chaps for things. Poor chaps, what are they called? Like guys on your construction sites, or a guy you're going to do something, what are they called? Mechanics, as in, they have the love of money, so they're just looking for the opportunity to steal. Every car which they see, every car which comes to them, they're like, Katiwa, you know, Najamo, a Juma, then you put in and oil, that's love of money. It's a love of money. You see, so the love of money is causing that guy to steal. These days, they even steal fuel from cars. But mechanics. You understand? So it is the love of money. Okay? It's causing them to steal because the love of money is a root of all kinds of bad, of evil. Hallelujah. So it is a thing that can grab anyone, whether you are wealthy or not. Hallelujah. Okay? The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Of all kinds of what? Of evil. Okay? Corruption in Uganda. It is simply the love of money. Prostitution. Okay? What is that? It is the love of money. Okay? For the love of money, some have strayed from the faith. Okay? Judas keep saying the name Jesus is my Lord and Savior, but according to your works, you stray from the truth. Jesus said you know them by their fruit. Okay? The Bible says faith without works is dead. Okay, so what I'm talking about, the saints of the faith here has nothing to do with whether you go to church or not. You can be going to church on Sunday, but when you're grabbed by the love of money, okay, and therefore you're involved in all kinds of evil, and according to heaven, okay, heaven, God, who knows the hearts of men, you stray from the faith. Okay? You stray from the faith. Teacher, you go heaven in your 80 mind. Glory be to God. So, straying from the faith here doesn't necessarily mean that someone will say, Jesus, those are yours, I'm out of charge. Okay? You can be, you know, every conference you're there. Men's conference. Men's conference. Women's conference, you're there. But you already stray from the faith. Okay? And if you're lucky or unlucky, okay, the love of money has even gotten you the money. Okay? By the way, the love of money doesn't necessarily mean that you get the money. You understand? But you involved in it to get the money. But somehow, either it's God who's helping you not to get it. Because he knows now if you get it, now it will be hard for you to get it back. You understand? Okay? So the love of money doesn't necessarily mean that you get the money. Okay? But some people, the love of money makes them get the money. Okay, and so you can be. You have that money you get because of the evil you are involved in, which is the consequence of the love of money, okay? Gets you the money, okay? And you use it even to bribe your pastor. The pastor, Afuagara. Glory be to God. Okay? And you go say, Pastor, Javani, why are you getting that? Okay. You know, but sometimes about money, you know it. And our sister, the waiter, can you say? Okay? Because of the things you hope to pay off in the church. Okay? And at that stage, most probably the pastor is also one, has been also grabbed by the love of one. But because now he's an accomplice, in that church member's evil. Why? Because he wants money. So he doesn't care about the eternal destiny of this individual. All he cares about the pastor, he or she, is the debt that is going to come from her, this individual. Okay? Instead of sitting down, this individual is going to come back, because you know? Isn't that a dream? I mean, when you go for that, you sit there, please talk, you wait to go to hell. Okay? Back in the day when Obis was my friend, he told me a story of my friend. He had a friend, some guy who was enemy. Yeah. Okay? This guy was on the fire for God. Okay? Then one time, yeah, he disappeared. I think he went to the Jobos and that. Then later, he gets to know the guy, man. He's involved in drug, in danger, saving money, trying and saving. Okay? Then he met him and he told him, man, this is like a big one. And yes, yeah, man, I know this, you have to stop it. But anyway, I get the money. And I support the ministry. I support what? The guy who could see he knew what he was doing was wrong. So he had some what? In the past, he had straight from the pen. Glory be to God. Okay? So in this verse, we have the definition of the love of man, reading it, which causes you to do anything. Okay? To get money. Okay? And the consequence is there. The worst consequence for anything. Okay? Straying from the faith. And if you don't stir up before you die. Okay? You end up in hell. Forever separated from God. Now that shouldn't be us. Glory be to God. We should flee from the love of money. Okay? And by the way, this love of money is not just for adults. Even a child, a young person in school, can be gripped by the love of money. The love of money. Okay? Yes, someone as young as Eden, they can get into the love of money, slowly, slowly. Okay? You find that at school, today, wife, man, if she realizes that your father has no car, has nothing to do with you. Sweetheart, this is an example. Mm-hmm. Are you just an example? Or not an example, but illustration. Huh? What's the one? Illustration is an example. Because you're my what? Your daughter. I didn't want to get in trouble with you. But using their kids as what? So it is wisdom that I want. Hallelujah. Okay, a child can do what? At that time, you see, sees your wife, what you bring at break time, you bring whatever it is. I want to mention, because some parents can be part of that. But then you are your wife, I walk at you, going, hey, just see your proper. Then, man, I don't know what you want. You don't know, that's enough of money. She died. He just started. Okay? And some of those things are planted. That's love of money in kids. I tell you, it is planted by parents. Parents. Okay? The stupid jazz at home. In the hearing of children. Okay? You get to do that thing. You just getting despise poor people who are listening, what you have. You talk about them at home, you tell them which kids not to play with. But it's not that the kids have bad manners. Okay? If some kids have bad manners, please don't let your kids play with them. Okay? But now you tell your kids not to play with their kids because the way that we're seeing you. They don't have what? They don't have what crops? Whatever it is. So kids learn like, hey, but I now crops, and you see what? So you planted those things. Before you know it, even you, your kid will start what? Seeing that, even money, you also don't what? Because she's, the kid sees other people's mommy. The other mama, eh? Before you know it's bad, your kid that is your wife as a second. Really, it has begun. So what the kid is going to do from that time onward, their aspiration is going to be money. You know it? It's going to be money. Okay? Do you find these LGBT guys, they come and then they don't get out of money? Do you understand? So be careful. Okay. These things, like, for example, tribalism. Okay? It begins in people's houses. How do you not judge people having their houses about other people's different tribes? Kids don't get them at school because they're at school or many times. So the teachers can't get that thing. But those teachers, when they go back in their homes, they chill, back with evening tea, if they have it. Just going out like jazz or back. What do you want? Whatever you want, what? You know, what do you want to do? Things. Tribalism, what? It's at home. In houses, then there are places where it is what? They kind of put it in what? Public unashamedly, it is on like intros. But there they meet what? They tone down, they put down their friends and what they. But it is in homes, man, homes, especially at night. Because you look at the young kid and you're like, why did this kid that man? The way you know he was from another tribe. Just to be in a house and compound. Okay, what does Paul what? Hallelujah. So, please, parents, let us help our kids not be grabbed by this, even by this what? Spirit of the love of money. Hallelujah. As was so, rather from it. Because it will cause us to stray from the faith in our greediness, okay? And we shall eventually end up in hell. Glory be to God. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus shared a parable. And in the parable, he listed three things, okay, which caused people. The three things, not the only three things, but the three things which are some of the things which cause people not to enter the kingdom of heaven. Okay? Hallelujah. The first group of people are those who they hear the word of God. Okay? They hear the word of God, don't understand it, or they don't care to understand it. Okay? And then after some time, the devil comes and he steals away the word which they had. Okay? He steals it away from their hearts. So Jesus said, so they don't get to believe in him so that they can enter the kingdom. Okay? The second group are those who they hear the word and believe. Okay? They get saved. Okay? They receive it with gladness and joy. They get saved. Okay? This Bible says that in moments of trouble, okay? Tribulation, okay? They fall away. And that trouble, it says that it comes for the one's sake. Okay? They fall away. Okay? So they fall away. So it means that they stray from their faith because of a visible BNC. A visible BNC. Sometimes a visible BNC it is our psychic. Bad men. Okay? Or the lack of them. Sometimes it is women, okay? You don't get the woman you want, or you get the woman you want, then she shows you a move. And this will be a thing. Because it's been now, how can the woman cause you to walk? Walk away from the Lord. Because it's pain. She will man. Scholarship? She will come back. But really, no fire is worse. And this other one, this lady, if you want, you can get healed. Okay, who can pass on quality? And then you go. Then later you can have to be like, by the way, Chichi. What was there on the ring? What that God could give you something? You are like, you're that thing, you know? God thing. Okay? If you be a sin, like for example, then I go, my head could trouble of different kinds. Cause people to what? Fall away from the faith. The loss of parents, the loss of love, man. Did you now say, God, did you see? Why did you stop? Okay? I think the founder of CNN, I think it was called Ted Turner. Okay? From my mind, that's something I read about. I think he had atheists. Okay? And the reason why he became an atheist, I think because he lost his sister in early childhood. What? He's a big sin. He must have been a very dear sister. And then he was like, man, where was God? If God exists, where was he? To make my sister that. Okay, so now it's like, God cannot be there. Because if he was there, how could he let my sister that? Okay. The other things, where is the fallen world? Those things are about to happen. Okay, they're about to happen. And then it's good to see it like that. Now, whether you say no, you should not know, you should think what? Yeah? Whether you want, whether you meet yourself or train, think about that thing, the bad thing, these things will happen to you. Okay? Hallelujah. The trouble of this life not only come to people who are in but you know, this, they happen to everyone. Okay? People die. And some of the people who die will be your good people. Whether you confess that, what? No one in your tribe will die. Every chicken will die. Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah, so the troubles of life shouldn't let you walk away from the Lord. Okay? Then, the third group, okay? Adult, they hear the word, they receive the word, they get saved. Okay? But then, because of the deceitfulness of riches, Okay, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. Okay, they also fall away. The deceitfulness of riches, you can also call it the love of money. Okay, where you think that a man's life consists in the abundance of things he has. Okay? And Jesus warned us against that. That beware of covetousness. Okay? For a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things he has. Okay? So the deceitfulness of riches. Because we walk away. Okay? And the people went away who become, okay, they are enticed to come to church. Or to get saved. Because Baba Gamba, that you come and get quality, you come and get Okay. Come to Jesus. He'll make you rich. Okay? But they get poor. Because of love. The love is over. Okay? Poverty has hit them left, right, and center. But poverty is very bad. Poverty is bad.
Very bad.
Poverty is bad. It's bad. Yeah. So then people come to us. They do everything to please Jesus to send over money, sweep of charge, wax, those things. Then the money, the riches never come. And they are like, man. They look at chaps to the next in the world now. Give up to my deal. Deal at their world, man. Every time they meet those guys, they tell them about their land. The schools that kids are going to scare around the building. Oh, yeah, no, no, no. There's no money, man. Yeah. And they walk out. They do what? They walk out. Okay? And if they never return before they die, they end up in hell. Okay? That shouldn't be us. Hallelujah. That shouldn't be what?
Us.
That shouldn't be us. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, what is the cure for the love of money? Maybe I'll talk about it, but then we shall just read a portion of scripture and see. 1 Timothy chapter 6, from verse 6. It says that godliness with contentment is great gain. Remember, the idea was greed. Now, here it says godliness with contentment is great gain. Contentment doesn't mean that you don't want more. Okay? But before the more comes, you're grateful, you thank God. Okay? You do what? You thank God. Hallelujah. You thank God. You're a good man. Man, that stuff is nice. Okay? And also, what? Something like that. Okay? But you're like, but in the meantime, God, thank you for this. Thank you. Like, you don't have a house. Eh? Okay? Now, this is the Emani, a young man, Mr. Abi. There's no documentation in KCC. Yeah? KCCA. Where they like a new man on this part, this world, yeah, it's a young. Okay? But you're like, man, a poor man. Thank you. That you give me 700,000 to pay for blessings. And you're not ready to kill anyone, to kill an Indian. Yeah? To get money. Like, I want steel. You understand? That is contentment. Okay? Please understand the way. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be there when you desire more. I'm not saying that, and I don't ever see it in the Bible. Okay? And some preachers say, God is a God of increase. So God is not against increase. Okay? He's against when you become greedy, you become obsessed. You're ready to do it for yourself. Okay? So godliness with contentment is great gain. Hallelujah. Okay? Godliness with contentment is great what?
Yeah.
Great gain. Okay, let us be content. Okay? Hallelujah. And that's we do that. Okay? Let us aspire to live godly lives. Remember, godliness with contentment. Okay? Which is great what? Gain. Okay? If you want more, this is a way. Okay? I need to say this carefully, okay? But you'll understand me if you want. Okay? If you want more, there's a way to get God to give you more. Okay? Glory be to God. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:22 that the blessing of the Lord makes one rich. Okay? This verse is better read in KJV. But it says the same thing. It says that the blessing of the Lord makes rich. So instead of the S, okay? It's better you put PH. Okay? The blessing of the Lord makes rich. And he has no sorrow. Okay? As no what? Sorrow. Okay, now how do you get that blessing of the Lord that will cause God to increase you? The Bible says in Psalm 5 verse 12 that, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. God will do what? Will bless the righteous. Okay? Righteousness means being right with God. It means doing right as far as God is concerned. So the Bible says that God will bless the righteous. Okay? If you want increase without having to steal, without having to be involved in evil, okay, live a righteous life. Glory be to God. Okay? God will put a blessing upon you, and that blessing will cause you to increase. Hallelujah. This is essentially what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Jesus said that seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be subtracted from you.
Added.
Okay? All these things will be increased upon you. They will be added to you. Okay? If you do what?
Seek
first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Okay? For the psalmist said that for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. Okay, we don't have to be gripped by the devil. But all we need to do is to live for the Lord. Is to do what? Live for God. Live according to his ways. Love him. Okay? And the Lord, and the Bible says, God will bless you. And that blessing, okay, will make you, it will make you increase. By which, again, like I said last Sunday, I don't mean you're going to have all the apartment blocks on your street. Okay? No, that's what I mean. Yeah. What I mean is you'll be abundantly supplied. What your power school fees Java, the school fees for the kids will be there. We talked about PTA. Man. PTA, those guys back in the day in school, high school, I look like any guy who was on the PTA. Yeah, it's called that. What? A. I didn't understand. And you're always, all of them, they should be what to do chaps. A. What to do chaps. So that they will call a PTA meeting, those are the guys who come and make decisions to increase school fees. So you can see why I think like that. Because my dad was a rich man, was struggling to to pay his last time. This time we chopstick and everything. Okay? He was dying. You keep it up to that. God should heal me. They really. Baba, I told him, one of those chaps had the son in that class. Okay? He gave a lot here and cutting. Hey, he and cutting was a guy. So this guy was in big old thing that come from up broad in the UK class. You know? Guy who up, and I think he was a smart boy. Okay? He and cutting was wine. So he was even, I think, a grand standard, standards with wine. But we can't have any standards with wine. Standards with wine. You are a guy who have a deal with a lot square miles. Okay? So when Ian is dead, my brother gets. You get to hear what happened in the meeting era, meeting which father must say what. I said, oh my God. Of course now, when you go on the other side, man, did it mean anything? You know, the school wasn't there, so it's not like I'm making them for me, yeah? But they just want it. They were for the good of the school, okay? But when man was broke, there's only which man. What decision which man you start to make a case why? You are like, hey, tax was so the bubble increasing. They just want that Monday, okay? The tax was so that. So you can build your road. New poor lover, right? Then you want to vote them out. You don't have the sense to understand that even the guys you vote, they also need these taxes. So that's the worries be there. You understand? Yeah, but you see, being broken, you know, and I tell you, I've been very, very bad. Let me start getting people for that guy, you end up in there. Because the Bible says, you will hate with someone has committed murder in his heart. My name is Satan. You see, with you, you're a guy. We want to do it, just you want to shoot the guy. You can see the film. The guy is also on a job. Okay? He's looking forward to his next salon. The salary for a foreign man. You understand? But you just the tax man, you know it. Yeah, but I was thinking a tax man. You can't just go before paying the fees. And that town, the PTA meeting is going to see. Then you get to hear what happened in the meeting. And it's marked on first the mass. That's what we have in mass. You know, mass, service, or Catholics. Then after the mass, they walk down to the main hall and talk to the man. So, that is increased. Hallelujah. Okay? Right now, I think there's some things I'm honest to myself now that I think my calling is not to get involved in them. Like in our estate, where I stay, so that this thing of fundraising, okay, people to contribute money and great roads, okay? So there are chaps who don't have any limits. Okay? Because I'm on the last committee. I'm on the PTA, right? Okay. So a chap stays, goes in. Okay? That's very far down. Okay? Then there's a chap who stays at the opposite of the what? Of the estate. Okay? So he doesn't choose the other road. That comes from those days, then this one, he doesn't. Okay, for every state, he only uses this. But there are serious games who come up and then average of what environment should pay. Okay? So I told this guy that, you know, I don't know how I do. Don't ever be on this guy's case who does it, what? You know, the gay guy, but you're on the gay's case, you should pay the same as Lord. And I'm like, okay, yeah, but don't ever be on the gay's case. Especially, look at the Japan, you're like, bad. Yeah? This guy is like a big man, self-of-money. So, okay, tell you to pay, but don't overpay on this case. Okay? As in, let him pay. Okay, you tell him to pay. But if he gives like a 20, eh? Just so much. Because the guy is okay, wait for his work. Then I can jump to like, I don't pay you. But God is here to pay for them. I'm like, yeah, bitch, what? Then I realized that I think I'm not supposed to know. You know, actually, say we have a pastor, Katabamu. Yet understand that you cannot tell that guy for you, Mario, pay 1 million. Mama, you are not pay 1 million, it's a bit hard. So you get the kind of it. But still, be a little bit what? I don't think you pay only. But you want to go to 20k. Yeah. Just keep quiet, what? Don't overdo on this thing. Then there are those people who are legit built. They have not seen the estate. But then they should get what?
Built.
Guys are like, no, nobody looks at what I need. So I am like, good. And some of them, when they are cold, they say, you know, it's 100,000. Looks like that, those are hard. So like, they get like that. Man, crazy! The guy that is staying in the estate and he sends you 200,000. You're crazy guy like that. The other guys are like, so you paid 200 and too much. So I write on the group, the management group, that you know, don't overpay the money. Then you send it, sorry, it's hard. No money in this point. They're like, the pastor, to the desk. But you know, right now, listen, that guy. Okay, and one of the jobs there is born again, but you can see the way it takes for him. Yeah. Then I think it is the nature of his work, okay, because he's a money lender, which is not easy, by the way, because banks are money lenders. I hope you know that being a money lender is not necessarily evil, it depends on how you people train. You understand? In fact, for him, we had a meeting last week, yeah, and we were introducing each other, what you know, what you do. Okay? So when he got registered, he said, I have this, you know, a farmer, I have got everything I do, and a money lender. But for me, I think whatever, because I'm born again. Some people, when they lend you the money, okay, but they first take it to the toilet, when they speak, open it, that you should fail to pay back so they can grab your mouth. The guy said, but for me, I don't do that. When I'm giving you the money, we pray that God will help you, okay? Whatever you're going to use the money for you, such thing, okay? I had that man, guys, man, some people that they give him cash, apparently, the first whatever it is, they pray it in what? He got buddy. But this is again. Okay? He did my second before the bad and the bad. Because you stop it, man. Meanwhile, guys cast that money and whatever you put there as collateral, it is going. You can but you can't do that because I am mad. Hey. But you can still see, but when it comes to money, like if you can make someone pay one idea, they shouldn't pay that power. Okay? But that guy is a good man. So, those of you who know him, don't think the man is a yeah. But now you see, for me, I'm a pastor, for him, the business can see, yeah, you know, eh? You think I'm a man for her. Who was asking? Who was calling you? Hey. Esther was telling me the other day, Anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Yes. You see, yeah, hallelujah. Okay? So seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Okay? Now, there is one act of righteousness, okay, that will cause your money to be increased. Glory be to God. And that act of righteousness is giving. Glory be to God. It is what? Yeah. Giving causes increase to come your way. Okay? And at the same time, it is also a cure for the love of money. It is also a cure, not only a cure, but also a remedy. Okay? It is a remedy against and a cure for the love of money. Okay? Giving. Glory be to God. Okay? That's why, you see, it's a remedy. Okay, that's why in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, Paul tells Timothy that command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty or proud, okay? Not to trust in uncertain riches, not to trust in them, not to be grabbed by the love for them. Okay? But they should trust in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Then he actually says that, let those rich people, okay, who shouldn't be grabbed by the love of money by beginning to put their trust in riches, okay, let them do good that they may be rich in good works, ready to give and willing to share. Okay? Generosity is a remedy, okay, against what? Being gripped by the love of money, which will cause you to get involved in all kinds of evil, and by that you stray from the faith and you end up in hell. Glory be to God. Okay? Giving, generosity. Okay? I know that this is not just for the girls. At every level anyone is at, they can still be. They can still what? Yeah. And this stupidity, yeah, that every time you look at someone who has more than you, you feel that they owe you something. You feel that you don't have something because of the other guys who have it. Okay? When you're in a community, you don't contribute to the services you enjoy. Because you're like, Barriera Bagadu, Bani, Babaleji. You're very now over chicken. Back to Banda. Okay? That's the stupidity when you think for you, eh? You're exempt from giving. Okay? In your families, okay, you are like God, to be Adi, so and so, the uncle, the brother, the sister, who is sitting there, how was it? 20k. But the ones who contribute. Now that mentality will keep you broke. Okay? Hallelujah. Please, anything, if there's something in your family, something godly, that has to be done. And you have like a 5K. Please give me 5K. Don't leave it to Brother Dennis. Okay? Brother. Sister Grace Joy. Sister Elizabeth. Well, I tell you, you share the dream and chance with friends in America. My friends in my school. Okay? Visit that school is in America. And I. So I have friends. Glory. How old Jesus convinced me? Just now, oh Jesus, oh beauty, now. You should hold school. But oh Jesus, how old Jesus? Yeah, you know, that thing is fake, man. You don't go to be consuming yourself. Never give this judge. Okay? Okay? You don't give. Because there's no one out there if you're there, you're being stupid. You're like, you don't give because Sister Joanne's husband and a farm, Indian farm, are right the same. They're very lucrative. He's a cat in 90,000 that you have already known. That thing, man, will keep you broad. Glory be to God. A true giver fights to give. You fight not to eat out, you fight for the bill. You don't play the ring that. Number four, Naya. Our yard is crazy.
To eternal.
Number four, Naya. Okay? The likes of our more. Okay? Because I'll never. We did anyway, but in some chapter of the good world, it's smart, but anyways, we hear straight about this. Go to drink. High school kids, go to drink. Play the man, and then he goes out and play to the back. But he disappears. Then man, you have to foot the deal, the GPS. That kind of attitude, okay? That thing is very, very fair. Never be what? Never be involved in it. Okay? So command those who are rich in this present age not to be wanting not to trust in uncertain riches. But in the living God who gives us strength in all things to enjoy. Let those who have money, everyone in this church has money. He didn't tell me she didn't have money offer to them. I've never bad. So I am sure one person right now was never. And that's why. Okay, and I'm going to give her what? Chica, chica. Yes. Command those who are what?
Rich.
Who are rich?
Rich.
Have you read of that story? Of, I think a 50k lot was just in the 1,000 lot. You know that story? That can't be mine. Okay? Each one was saying where they have been. Okay? Yeah, it's a long story. What they have said for me have been. I've been, okay. And I think the one thing, not for the man, I've been to churches. And the 50 guy have been there. Yeah, anyway. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, giving is a remedy. You can see this. Told. The reason people are too bad to quit. If you want people to trust in uncertain one, which is no, for your heart not to get into the love of that money. Okay? But definitely, it is not just a command. Put a reach on you. Ask whatever level you are, you can still give to someone. You can still share. Glory to God. And like I say, it will also cause you to increase. It will also cause God to give back to you more. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24 says that there is one who scatters. Okay? I think the pastor loves this verse. From day to day. Okay? Like Passover and Shabbat. There is one who scatters, yet increases more. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to Harvard. Hallelujah. Okay, you want more? Instead of getting into the love of money, okay, so that you're ready to do anything evil for money, okay, just become a giver. Become a scatterer. Hallelujah. Become a giver. Every opportunity that comes your way, and you feel God wants you to be involved in it, and love what it takes for you to be involved in it. Get into it. Hallelujah. If you probably get out of singer's thing, you can tell them, okay, you might get a poopa home, it's a bad girl, it's a good one, yeah. Hallelujah. You should say bigger name for him. You think I don't listen to this one? Yeah. And they're saying the truth, by the way. They're saying the what? The truth. Glory be to God. When I have the money and I feel I should be involved in something, okay? When I see there's another one's man who has to act like the woman, he has to, okay? This is how many times, this is just a problem. I just come. How many times? Them jibas gave me a lift, okay? It was a sign. So they gave me a lift, okay? The chef, friend of mine, you know, the way home. So they stopped somewhere to buy stuff. I think they were cakes, bars, samosa, and I got there. Anyway, whatever I'm saying, I've made my point. Glory to God. Okay? Let us flee from the love of money. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Okay? Hallelujah. Walking righteousness, and God will increase you. Okay? Be a giver, and God will increase you, instead of having to do evil, okay, for money's sake. Children, have you learned something? Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.